Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Steve Elkins is with us. We're going to be talking about medicine. Just want to give you a quick update. As promised on Thursday, Doc Ram, Ricky Rocket, and I will be talking about how people don't pay attention to radio. Doublespeak, newspeak, Orwell speak. That's Thursday. Just want to let you know. And David in Illinois, thank you for waiting so long on hold.
Well, I feel bad that we. I was going to go back a little bit. Is that okay?
Sure. You know, if I were a betting man during hour number one, if I were a betting man, but I'm not, I would have put a substantial bet on you calling today. Seriously?
I do have a question at the end I would like to ask Mr. Elkins, if that's okay. But first, you know, you were talking about this officer and what they were doing. And what I've witnessed and seen in that situation, being around the several badges I've been around, is they must have been, you know, maybe they have a budgetary issue that they're trying to deal with. So they're trying to spread like there's a discourse in the community. So when they do heat up whatever they plan to do, they can argue and say, well, it's our word against theirs. They're just, we have negative views in the community, and they're just coming up with excuses to explain it. We're just trying to do our job. You know, and in those camera situations, you remember hearing all the cameras when they were giving out the cameras and the police. Every once in a while you hear them saying how they love the opportunity. When they weren't on the news, they were arguing like nuts, hating those cameras. That's why they demanded to have the ability to turn them off.
Yeah. Well, there's another component to that. And so the cameras are relatively inexpensive, but where do you put all that data? Miles and mountains and gallons, or however you want to measure it. It's huge. So the data is stored by a company, and they make the money storing ad infinitum, forever, the data, so that when you go to court after you've just gotten your license and you get pulled over by the police and you end up in court and they say to this young girl, do you have an anger management problem? Have you ever threatened anybody? Have you ever threatened to kill somebody? No. Well, we have this text from you that says that you wanted to kill Bobby, who was in school with you 5 years ago. And the text is to your friend, your girlfriend, and it says you wanted to kill him. Now, this is just, you know, two stupid, you know, children talking, but, you know, this data is collected forever. So if you think if you think that the camera data is not collected, if you think that you're walking around the Chinese factory outlet privately, you're mistaken. I'm not talking about you, David. I'm talking about anyone who's paying attention to us. You are under surveillance. George Orwell wouldn't believe the amount of surveillance that we are under right now.
When he told me they just viewed a storage facility for data, and he was telling me this was federal government control, he said he couldn't believe. He said you would love being there to see all these servers. This place was as big as a football field, you know. And you know, and they knew it. They're, you know, everything was watched.
Is he talking about Utah? I drove past that.
He wouldn't tell me where it was. The only thing he told me, you know, certain things he would not. He said, if I don't tell you, that means it's too much heat on me. And he would tell me, we're telling you this stuff to keep you under control and make sure you don't go to court, not to put us 6 foot under. And that was his statements about why he wouldn't tell me certain things. But they told me and showed me A whole lot.
The reason that nuclear reactors are put along large bodies of water is so that the water can be used to cool the reactors. Okay? It's a lot tougher to cool down heat with air than it is with water. And the data center that I'm talking about has so many computers, so many processors, so many sticks of memory, these servers do, that it's water-cooled because it can't cool it with air. And they're certainly not going to put it in Arizona or New Mexico because it's too hot there. They've got to find a nice cool location.
It must have been close to water because when he seen it and he was explaining it to me, he was at the stationed at federal law enforcement for training. It was a technical training facility in the Georgia area. I actually had a teddy bear he sent me and it had the bluish black T-shirt with the federal badge on over the chest when he was there. I don't even think I should have known all the stuff they were telling me there. So,
and class, when David uses the word he, he's talking about his father. David, is there anything else you wanted to share? Do you have any medical questions for Steve?
I wanted to ask him, since he was on the ground there in California, I just seen a documentary this last weekend about the homeless in California. Now, the thing I had an issue about, a lot of the homeless people they interviewed, these people have RVs, they're parking places, and they're doing it to get a spiritual awareness. I don't particularly think they showed the actual true problem, because to me, these people weren't living rough. I mean, they were enjoying waking up and seeing the beach property and the lake. And I heard stories about people living in tents and all over the place, but these people were living pretty darn nice. And they, you know, is there two different problems there? I've never been there.
Actually, David, I can address that because I live there, and I can tell you, yeah. You've got that group of homeless. They're really not all that homeless. They have a home. They have motorhomes. They park along the roads. They find places to park their motorhomes temporarily until the police chase them off. I saw a lot of that. But I saw also the other side of it, people camping along the river that had nothing, pushing the shopping carts, a lot of that in California. And what's just really interesting is that California doesn't even know how to address this problem. It's getting so bad. And I showed, we showed plenty of videos on RBN of riding around this guy on a little bicycle there with a GoPro camera on and riding through the longest homeless camp I've ever seen in my life. That was in actually Anaheim. And I never saw really much of any homelessness at all in Santa Rosa when I lived there. But 10 years after that, leaving there 10 years later, it was a huge problem. People living under bridges, camps under the bridge. It was amazing. It just like overnight, boom, in 10 years, actually, just boom, there it was. And they're not addressing the problem. They don't even have a clue. Like I said, they haven't broken it down. And if they certainly don't have the task force that Vinny was on, because they'd know what the problem is and have some solutions set up or something in line to fix some of this problem. And they haven't done that. Throwing money at a problem has never solved a problem, and we know that's probably what's going to happen here. The Fed will step in, throw a bunch of money at California, billions and billions of tax dollars, our tax dollars, and what's going to happen is that Gavin Newsom will probably take that money and pay down his own debt for allowing his state to become a sanctuary city, because that is killing that state. All the expenses, the health care, the education, the home, and taking care of all the subsidies for the illegals is killing that state. That great state that I loved, didn't want to leave, is killing that state. So he'll take the money and he'll pay down the debt, and you'll still have the same problem you have in growing and growing and growing with the homelessness. It's amazing. Amazing.
Steve, I have a question. One second, Dave. I have a question for you, Steve. So you've lived in both locations. Let's talk about a typical home in California. What would it cost in California, and what would it cost in Florida? Because you're living in Florida now, so you've had experience with both. What would it be? Because I believe that's a big part of the problem. It's unaffordable. The weather's nice, but it's unaffordable in California. What would a nice? I'm not talking about a mansion. I'm not talking about where the Kardashians, you know, love to take selfies. I'm talking about just a house that most people would say this is nice, and one just like that in Florida. What would be the difference in price?
Well, a big difference, big difference. I can tell you my neighborhood was a nice neighborhood in California called Ventana. Average price, home price in that home, in that area there would be, at the height of the market, would be about $800,000. Nearly every home in there is at least $800,000 or maybe up to $950,000. Okay, that same home, that same square footage home, down here in Florida, would go for, and you get some land with it because you don't get the land there. That's $850,000, $750,000 home there would cost you about $350,000 here. About $350,000 will get you that same square footage of home and a couple acres with it.
So you're actually talking about a half to a third of the price in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that that's part of the problem, because I know what David was talking about, these RVs. There are people who work in these Silicon Valley jobs where they're making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, and they can't afford a house. They can't afford one of those $800,000 houses. So they buy an RV and they park it on the street. And then the problem is the people who have the homes on those streets are sick of looking at RVs parked in their, you know, just on the other side of the curb. So they look out the front window and there's like a line of RVs. It's like a convention. And they're sick of it. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them.
I don't blame you. You know, there's kind of a pushback right now. It's really strange what's going on there. It's like the homeless population is all unified together on this, but they've provided them porta potties, all these different things, so they don't defecate on the street, and they're not using them. It's almost like a blackmail type situation going on there in San Francisco. They are losing millions and millions of dollars, San Francisco, as a resource center or a conference center for different corporations. They all have their big conventions there. They're not anymore. Because of the problem is so bad with the streets and the defecation on the streets, it's amazing. You've provided the materials, you've provided the facilities, and then they're not using them. There's something really interesting going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out what's going on. They're wanting more and more. I have no clue, but if you offer it to them and they refuse it, they're sending you a message, and I'm not sure what that message is. It's got to be financial. Whether they want something, and they're going to make a mess of it until you give them what they want. But they haven't stated any terms yet. But it's kind of obvious the plan. But I just can't figure out what it is yet.
David, any final thoughts in the remaining seconds of the segment?
Yeah, this is a medical question for him. This is my opinion. I want to know his opinion about this. Do you think with all the massive feces and urine and bacteria and viruses that are basically becoming a cesspool there, that is where we have the biggest concern of our next outbreak coming from?
Well, yeah.
I think it is.
It's definitely the perfect medium, yeah, to come out with some new health crisis, you know, and a new scare, and maybe even a pharmaceutical stepping up and giving a new vaccine and telling everybody you should probably have this. Hepatitis A is big on the rise there. Yeah, anytime you defecate, you on the street and urinate and use it as a toilet, you're going to start having all kinds of problems. I mean, not only on top of that, and I got to say San Francisco is the only city that I've ever been to where the restaurant owners sweep everything and spray it out on the street into the gutter. Going into your water supply. I've never seen it. It's especially in Chinatown. It's pretty amazing to see all that. But you're right. It's the perfect medium right now for a new crisis, a new health care crisis, no doubt about it.
David, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. He's an ER nurse and an ICU nurse, 27 years of experience. And, you know, we were talking about some of the massive problems that we were encountering. So, class, the reason we did that was to just tell you, there's nobody to call. Unless you have friends that are or, that are close to you, in trust, there's nobody to call. The point is, can you call the mayor of Cleveland? Can you call the police to help you? Can you say, look, I need a place to live. I don't have any money. Can you do that? The answer is they're going to kick you out. And some places are freezing cold. It's terrible. Steve, have you seen cancer clusters, whether it be from electromagnetic frequencies, you know, in school systems, you know, where they have an elementary school right next to a tower?
I have not. I've always been wary of people that live under those big high powered wires, and heard stories that I guess there was some research done saying that there's a higher incidence of certain kinds of cancer. But I personally, I do not have any experience to say yes or no for that. But I would just by common sense and assumption, and believe that with all those that high power voltage. And all that RF, that is not good on the cell level. So it would be a terrible thing. I wouldn't want to live under power lines.
Okay. So, class, if you want to know for yourself, you can look at a lot of schools and you'll see power lines. And it seems like they say, where's a good place to put that school? Oh, there's some power lines. Let's put it right under there. Well, if you take one of those long fluorescent tubes, let's say a 4-footer or an 8-footer, just, you know, make sure you don't break it on the way for your little test here. Carefully take that, and they're fragile, so, and they have mercury in them, and it's toxic, so be really careful with them. But if you go under a power line, you know, these high voltage power lines with the steel type that are tall and they've got a lot of wires on them, and you hold that fluorescent tube in the same direction parallel with the power lines, at night, you'll see it light up. It will light up. Now, if you think that, there must be a relationship between these power lines and lighting up this tube, whereas it doesn't light up, you know, in other locations, then you'll realize that you are in a massive electromagnetic field. So you're
I can tell you one instance I did have. Traveling down a hill, and I didn't realize it. And then when I did realize it, it was interesting. I pulled at a stop sign, a stoplight, here where I live, and I got a massive headache. Almost immediately, a massive headache came on. It was terrible. I looked off to the left of me, and there was a huge, huge cell phone tower. I kid you not, it was a terrible splitting headache. Mm-hmm. It just came on. When I stopped at the stop sign, the stoplight there, and waited for about 3 minutes until the light changed. And then when I left and went down the hill, the headache started to go away. And by the time a mile down the road, it was gone completely, my headache. So I do believe those towers are causing some health concerns big time.
Well, let me share a story with you. It wasn't something I planned to tell today on the air, but back in the early 90s, we had a computer manufacturing company in Virginia. And in the early days, a computer processor might be 16 megahertz. You know, the early ones were like 4 megahertz. So a new and improved model would be 16 megahertz, and they bumped up to 25 megahertz, then 33, then 50, then like 100, 333, 500, 800, 1,000. 1,000 would be a gigahertz, okay? Well, here's what I found out. We had a computer bench, and I was the guy who would load the software and test the computers and do the, you know, diagnostics and build the networks. And so it was a family business. And so I had a workbench, and it was carpeted, and I could put 8 computers in a line. And these had metal cases. These weren't like these Dell computers that have plastic cases. These were metal cases. Why? Because when I built computers, I specified an all-metal case to keep the electromagnetic radiation down to the absolute minimum. Well, when I worked on loading software, I would have 8 computers in a row, and I would load software. And it would take hours and hours. I would take the covers off, and I'd, you know, feel the heat from them on the inside. And at 16 megahertz, no problem. 25 megahertz, no problem. When we got up to 800 megahertz, I got dizzy, confused, and had a splitting headache, and I couldn't remember where I was. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
President Trump's defending weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq, that is, protesters stormed the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of 24 militia fighters who were killed in the Sunday airstrikes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheetahs?
Take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, what I have is a little bit of anecdotal evidence. And so we had this computer bench, and I would load software. And I would have steps I would go through, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. And it was really simple. I would do the same thing to the first computer, the second computer, the third computer. But when the computers were of a lower processor speed, there was no problem. But as the computers got faster and faster and faster, approaching 800 megahertz and moving on to 1,000 megahertz, which is 1 gigahertz, which is the, I believe, the speed that the brain operates, the electromagnetic radiation was confusing to me. And I forget what I was doing. I go, geez, I can't remember. And so what I found out was if I put the cases back on, the covers back on, I was fine. But before I figured that out, I'd have to write myself notes. One note in front of each computer with a checklist. Okay, I did step one, did step two, and so forth. So what I found out was that I am really susceptible to microwave radiation, and I'm sure others are as well. And I learned that I could tell when I've gone through radar. You know, not like a radar detector where I could slam on the brakes if I were speeding, which I wouldn't be. But I knew when I went through radar. I could feel it, and I'd say to my wife, this is the police here. They got the radar. Or there's a microwave tower. Sure enough, over the hill, there was either the cop or the microwave tower. So you're absolutely positively correct. So that's why I live in the middle of nowhere, and I'm outraged about these 5G towers. I think they're going to kill us.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm very concerned on that also. I had a guest on my show, oh, God, a good year ago. He's kind of an expert in the field there, Eric Windheim, and Windheim EMF Solutions, if you ever want to check him out. Got a good website, a lot of information there. And, we're inviting a whole new crisis of problems, ailments, health history, health problems, no doubt about it. And the sad part about it is he was so, well, he went up to Sacramento and he took on these people, and Verizon, big Verizon, he actually came to a point where he said, I had to move. I was fearful of my life. I cannot stop these people. The greed, these people are going to get what they want, and they're going to take out people who educate. So we actually had to move away and move into the sticks to get away from most of that. But that's a big part of why they're trying to deforestation in Northern California is for the 5G.
Yeah, trees, the leaves act as attenuators for the signal. The veins in the leaves, yeah, absolutely. And pine needles, yeah, a big problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we had a neighbor, he's no longer alive, and I was talking with him, and I said, you know, he was dying of cancer. I said, y'all know that you've got a microwave tower right across the road. And he said, yeah, I gave my wife $500 to go bribe the guy to put up the tower to put it on our property instead of that property. He wanted it. He wanted it. He wanted that tower because it would give him $500 a month for like 20 years. And he was willing to do that. And that's what's going on. People are, they're stupid. And they're willing to kill themselves, and I don't mind that so much, but I do mind that they're willing to kill us.
Yeah.
And when we bought the, so class, here's a thing you need to do, and I probably need to do a class on how to find a location. There's things you need to look at. I'll put it on my list for things to talk about, maybe Friday. I'm not sure, but you need to drive around. You need to look at the aerial maps. You need to type in antennasearch.com and put in your location, find how many antennas are transmitting and killing you. And, you know, by the way, you need to stop when you're looking for a house. You need to say, mind if I get a glass of water out of the faucet? And if it's lousy, it's going to be lousy for you, too. So what about water pollution? Have you seen in your ER or ICU results of water pollution or chemicals in the air? Or is there a cluster of factory workers? Have you seen any of those things to say, wow, y'all have the same uniform on? Is that...
No,
y'all
look at that same... if I have seen anything as far as contamination, it would probably be with the homeless who live along the river. And of course, like I lived in California, the Russian River, it was used as a toilet. And the sad part about it is a lot of that water is being used to irrigate the vineyards and the crops. And California grows everything. So, you know, all the fecal material in the river from the homeless people living in, using it as their toilet, bathing, and everything else, is being used to irrigate your crops that we buy, and, you know, they ship all over the country. California does. So that and like what they call a traveler's diarrhea, dysentery, seen that from people who actually have drank the water from those rivers, seen that a little bit. But nothing in uniform that's been organized, nothing in uniform, just the homeless coming in with their ailments.
You know, I was wondering, If you get one of those calls from our dear friend John Stadtmiller, if he says, hey, you know, I've got a couple hours, would you like it? I'd love to do a broadcast about these kinds of things with you on, you know.
Always. Yeah.
So let me know if you choose to do that, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so
sure.
What's the most common but serious disease that you see in the hospital that can easily be prevented? What are people doing that's common that you might say, you know, you could have prevented this if you didn't, and then fill in the blank. What would that be?
Well, that's a tough one to say, because I could go to a disease process or I could go to lifestyle. So I'm going to actually see if I can touch both. A big problem that I see in this country is diabetes is on the rise from lifestyle and eating too much of this and that, which also, if a diabetes will lead to heart disease and your eyes going and other problems, kidney failure and numerous other problems, all stemming from the fact that diabetes, you know, that is something that's definitely concerning. A lot of diabetes out there, and of course, and I guess, like I said, leading to other ailments and other problems, debilitating the person themselves. So that's one, diabetes, heart disease, after that, eyesight, kidneys, numerous other things, cholesterol levels. It's just lifestyle, that part of it. There is a concern also, I guess, in the hospital when you come in, and we talk about nosocomial infections. You know, you come in with something and you stay and you leave with, or you end up getting something else while you're in the hospital. Hand washing, you've got on the list, your hand washing is so huge. It's something that's very essential, something that's necessary to stop the transmission of the bacteria and the viruses. See a lot of people who don't do that correctly. And then they like to touch their face and their mouth and whatever. So, you know, you're just transmitting what you've picked up on your hands into your system here. So, I'd like to see more of that. I'd actually like to see a PSA, a public service announcement, from the government putting it out there that when the season comes on for the flu and it starts to become more prevalent, washing your hands. Show people how to wash your hands correctly. Soap and water, warm water, how long you have to do it, the proper technique to do it. And don't touch your face and your mouth and things like that. There's so many more things they could be doing as a PSA to keep people healthy, but then again, that kind of interrupts commerce. I walk around this time of year. I walk around. If I go anywhere, I'm touching things, isn't it? We walk around, my wife and I, we walk around with a hand sanitizer. I have one in my pocket. She has one in her purse. And there's many times I'll just pull it out and I feel like my hands are dirty. Remember, don't touch your face, your nose, your mouth. And I just sanitize my hands right then and there. And we need to do more of that. Practice healthy lifestyle, Vincent. This is the bad season right now, the holiday season. People have put on 10 pounds of weight from eating all the cookies and the processed foods. Just terrible diet, no exercise, not getting out, no sunshine. That's a vitamin D deficit. You definitely need vitamin C and vitamin D for your immune system. Just lifestyle. I mean, we could actually, if you think about it, Vincent, if we just change our lifestyle to our healthier lifestyle, and restrict a lot of those things that we actually know are bad for us. I mean, you see people in the grocery store walking around, turning over the labels to see what's in this product. And, well, take some really serious concentration here and think about a healthy lifestyle. You're caring about what's in the label here, then actually practice what you preach. Find healthy. Try to get away from process. Get away from the sugar. The sugar is a perfect medium for bacteria and virus. I kid you not. It loves sugar. So this is the time of the year. Close quarters, people all together. One gets a sniffle, one gets sick. Everybody gets sick. But if you have a strong immune system, if you practice the right things and the right choices in your lifestyle, then you're actually going to have an immune system that can pretty much beat a lot of this stuff, and you won't get it. But, you know, Americans, I got my flu shot. Well, what a stupid thing to do. The virus changes, and you're getting last year's shot, and And I love it when I see the percentages and I preach the percentages, how bad they are. And if I had a grading scale, if I came home with a 47% on my paper, my math paper, I think I would be in some trouble. But 47% effectiveness for a vaccine is okay. That's the new passing grade, I guess. I've even seen it go down to 27%. So, I don't know, 27%, that's a total flat F. And you're willing to put an F into your body? But those are the same people then that look at the labels on the back of the packages. So you're worried about what you ingest for toxin, but you're not worried about injecting toxin into your body. Need to point that out to people.
I think if I were to study the colors, just in a store like, the Chinese Factory Outlet or Sam's Club, and if I went down the candy aisle and compared the number of colors and brightly colored packaging, I would find more colors per unit, whatever the unit would be, than I would in the produce section. And they have worked really hard to make cereals enticing. And when I go with Mrs. Finelli to, let's say, a supermarket, the Chinese Factory Outlet would be my favorite to do this. I read the boxes, and I go, can you help me read? These words are so big, so long, so many letters. This one. Does this cause cancer?
If you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't be putting it in your body, Vincent.
Right.
If it's that long, probably not a good thing.
How, let me mention this. You're talking about touching your face. So you're pushing that shopping cart that, you know, the last guy, you know, used, and maybe he went to the men's room. And I got to tell you, people are in a big hurry. And I think the sinks and the towels and the dryers and the soap is in the way of people trying to get out of the restrooms. I see urine all over the floor. It looks like people are trying their best, you know, to get most of the urine. Well, maybe not most. Some of the urine in the urinals. But what I see is water on the floors, around the toilets, it would be urine, and I don't see many people washing their hands. But the next thing they do is they grab the shopping cart. So they just did whatever they did in the restroom, then they touch the shopping cart. Now, I don't know that that's the shopping cart that I just got, but it probably was, or one like it. And I think you're absolutely right with the hand sanitizer. So now the question is, when that gal says to me, may I take your order if I were at a restaurant, and she rubs her nose, my answer is...
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I got a little cut off by the end of segment there. And what I was saying, Steve, is that when I used to go to a restaurant, I would notice that, you know, the waitress would come up and, you know, to the family and say, may I take your order? And she'd rub her nose. And I'd say, no. No. You can't. We're leaving. And one day I was at the Olive Garden. I was in the Commonwealth of Virginia at the Olive Garden. And so we ordered the meal. It was the family. We ordered the meal, and the waitress brought it over. And I said, after we ordered, but before it was delivered, I went in to wash my hands. And I walked past the kitchen entrance, and they had those doors that swing open. They were open. And there was paper all over the floor. And I would say, if I underestimated, at least 100 pieces of paper on the floor. You know, tickets of here are the meals, and just they would just throw them on the floor. The meal came. I came back from washing my hands, and the meal came, and I said to the waitress, I'd like to talk to the manager. The manager came over, and he said, how can I help you? And I said, would you come with me, please? I'd like to show you something. So we walked over, and I stood where I could see in the kitchen where there was stuff all over the floor. It was wet. It was sloppy paper. I mean, it was really terrible. And I said, well, so what do you think? He said, I'm so sorry. I said, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to eat what you just served. And I don't want anything else. I'm not eating here. I'm leaving. But I want you to see it. I want you to see what I saw. It's disgusting. And this is a commercial for the Olive Garden class, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, so, not uncommon. Not uncommon, Vincent. I think if we actually knew what was going on in the kitchens of most of these restaurants, we would never eat at all. You know, I don't eat out much, very rare. I like cooking for myself, and I get better quality food, and I enjoy cooking. So, Especially during this time of year, I mean, you're really taking a risk. You know, the sick cook comes in and makes the food, and it goes out, and everybody in that restaurant is going to, you know, be sick, come down with something. I mean, it's Russian roulette out there, especially this time of year. So I guess the thing I would say is, if you do eat out a couple months out of the year here during this flu season coming on here pretty soon, you might not want to eat out for the next couple months at all.
When I was growing up in the 1950s and 60s, I would visit my grandmother with, you know, my parents. And when my grandmother cooked meat, beef, she washed it in a solution of salt water. When she cooked chicken, she washed it, you know, before cooking it, she put the pieces of chicken in salt water. And she'd wash it. And I never saw anybody else do that. That was a first for me. And she said, it's dirty. It's dirty. The butchers handle this.
Mm-hmm. Now, you should also probably do that with your vegetables when you buy them. Same thing.
Okay, how do you do it? And I'll tell, do you wash your vegetables? I mean, obviously wash them, but do you do anything specific?
I always put them in vinegar water and vinegar,
mm-hmm.
and kind of try aggressively, you know, rinse them. And mm-hmm. then that's pretty much what I do.
That's exactly what I do. Class, so take a bowl and, you know, first wash your hands, throw out the outer leaves, and then if it's lettuce, for example, then, you know, the lettuce that gets contaminated by touching other things. So you want to throw those away. I don't even give that to the chickens because, you know, we eat their eggs. So then what I do is I, with clean hands and a clean bowl and filtered water, I put the lettuce in the bowl, you know, I tear it up by hand, and then that bowl has maybe a tablespoon of vinegar to, let's say, 10 ounces of water, or maybe a little bit more. So I actually cover the lettuce. And really what I do is I have a Rubbermaid storage container. You know, you might put food in your refrigerator with a lid that doesn't leak. I'll put the lettuce in there with the water, I'll shake it up. I'll leave it for a few minutes. Then I'll pour the water out, you know, use the lid as a strainer, pour the water out, and then do it again. And then I rinse it several times with filtered water. You know, it's a heck of a process, and I'm sure that every restaurant that you go to does exactly the same thing, right?
Yeah, right. Sure they do.
Yeah, they probably wash the lettuce in the sink.
Unlikely not, yeah. True. Very true.
Right. Well, I had... I had some tenants when I lived on the East Coast back in the 80s, and the two of them worked at a high dollar restaurant. I mean, it was an exclusive restaurant. And one day, they called me over, and I went over to they had a problem with the bathroom. It just kept running the toilet. So I went in there, and there was the neighborhood size of Vaseline. And it looked like somebody was in a real hurry because it was gouged, you know, with these, you know. I'm not kidding. And that, you know, was a pretty quick cure for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've, you know, class, you need to have some tenants in order to see what, you know, what the kitchen is like. And I've seen one of my tenants, you know, make fried chicken. She poured, you know, slid the dishes over, you know, the dirty dishes in the bottom of the sink, put some flour in the bottom of the sink, and rolled the chicken in the flour in the sink. Oh, yeah. Wait, you're saying that's not how you do it?
No, not how I do it.
Steve, thanks so much for being with us. Steve,
hey, thank you, Vince.
He's on RBN, Off the Beaten Path.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.